Today's shiur is dedicated by Dr. Yosef and Mrs. Yael Gurevich in honor of their grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Moshe Rubin. Today's shiur is for Eschus, for Refuah Shleima, for Shalom Ben Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Ksubos Daf Ayin Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Beis on the Beis, two lines from the bottom. Itmar Kitchal tonight, if a husband made a kedushin with his wife that she has no nedarim, the kontostam. But when he does the bia, when he consummates the marriage, he did not mention that tonight. Rav Amar, Rav's opinion is that the kedushin is a valid kedushin, even though it's discovered that this wife does have nedarim that she made, v'tzrichim and a get, and since the kedushin is considered a completely valid kedushin, a get will be required. Shmuel Amar, ain't it tzrichim and a get? There is no requirement for a get. And the Gemara explains, first Abaye explains Rav's opinion. Amar Abaye, so Abaye explains, Loi tam etam de Rav, don't explain that the reason for Rav's opinion is that kivin shekon sostam, since when he ultimately consummated the marriage, he did not mention the Tanai. That is a proof that a chule achle l'tanai, that he was meichel the Tanai. The fact that he did not mention the Tanai again, don't say is that must be because he never had, he forgave that requirement. Rather, explains the Gemara, l'tam de Rav, the Gemara gives us a whole new understanding in the opinion of Rav. And the opinion of Rav is, l'fishein odam oisai, a person doesn't want that if it'll turn out that the kedushin is not a valid kedushin, the bia that he did with his wife will end up being a bilaznos. So therefore, as Rashi explains, that since he ultimately did have relations with this wife, his intention was that the kedushin should be valid even if she has a tanai on her. Because otherwise, if the kedushin will be invalid, then it turns out that the bila was a bia's snus. Ask the Gemara if that's the explanation of that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos Rosh asks, if that's the case, continue all the Rishayim to explain, there won't be an obligation to give a ksuba. So the question, of course, is, if we're saying that the Kedushin, because of what we're concerned of, Ein Adam Oysu Bilosu Biloznus, is not considered a valid Kedushin, so then, if the Kedushin is not considered, if the Kedushin is considered a valid Kedushin, then, of course, he has to pay ksuba. Because as we've been learning in our Masechta so many times, every Kedushin has to come along with a Ksuba. The reason they explain, so the many Achronim explain, is not because there's some sort of a weakness on the Kedushin. But what we're going to say is that since he doesn't care about the Tanai, that he doesn't care about anymore. The tonight that he made at the beginning of the marriage, for example, that she doesn't have any she doesn't have nedarim, is only as far as the kedushin is concerned. But the issue that he's not prepared to be married to a woman with nedarim, as far as the ksuba is concerned, that's still very much in place. Ask the Gemara. So we've just learned that the basis of Rav's opinion is because Ein Adam Bilosa Bilosnus. In other words, it's not because we're saying that Rav holds that he's Moichel the Tanai. On the contrary, he's very much not Moichel the Tanai. And that's why, because he's not Moichel the Tanai, he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. But in order to avoid the problem that what he's going to be doing otherwise, a Bias Nus, that's why we say the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, she would need a get. But ask the Gemara, this entire concept of Ein Adam Oysa Bilas Nos, Hapliga Bachad Zimna, has already been the subject of a Machlokes and Rav and Shmuel previously. Ditmar, the bright, we learn, Tanish Loimiyana. We know that Chazal instituted that the only person who, the only way Tana could have Kedusha Deraisa is if her father marries her off. If the father passes away and her mother and brothers marry her off, that Kedushin is only Kedusha Derabbanan. And because it's only Kedusha Derabbanan, the Chazal said that this girl, until she becomes a Gedolah, could just be Mamayin. Mian means that she says she wants to leave the marriage. The marriage is annulled and she's not anymore married. And the reason it's we could have such a concept is because, as we just said, the whole Kedushin are only a Kedushin Drabonim. Ditma. So the Brice, so the Halacha teaches us, Tanish Lemina, you have this Yisoyma who did not perform Minyan. And now, Vigdila, she becomes a Gdoila, after she's 12 years old, and now she goes and marries someone else. So, of course, the Rishonim point out, it's not that she didn't do anything, because if she didn't say anything, she's certainly an Eishes Ish Drabonon. Rather, she said she doesn't, she has relations with another man, assuming that her first marriage is over. Rav Amma Ein Tzrichim Get Misheni. She doesn't even need a get from the second man. Why? Because Rav says that this husband, when he had Bia with this girl, the first Bia that he had with her after she became a Gedoyla, Ein Adam Oysa Bilas Bilas Nus, and therefore the Kedushin that he has now with his first wife is a Kedusha Deraisa. Since it's a Kedusha Deraisa, if she goes and has relations with another man, even though those Kedushins, that act was done with the intention that she should become, that she's marrying that man, it's a meaningless teretz. It's a meaningless act. And the reason it's a meaningless act is because, as we often say, that a woman who's already an Eishes Ish cannot be married to another man. So that bia is considered halachically meaningless. Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel disagrees, and Shmuel says, Tzricha Get Mesheini, because we don't assume this rule of Ein Adam Oysa Bilasa Bilaznus, and therefore, we have to assume that the bia that he is doing, that the husband is doing with his wife, who now has become a Gedolah, is really a continuation of their first marriage. And since it's a continuation of the first marriage, the halacha is that kedushin will be only kedushin derabbanan. Now that she's a gedola and she has relations with another man with the intention of getting married to the other man, the halacha is that marriage is the prevailing marriage. And therefore the halacha is that she will need to have a get from the second husband, because the halacha is concerned that maybe that marriage is the kedushin deraisa. But the Gemara's question is, so we already see that they argued over this concept of Ein Adam Oysa Bilasa Bilas Nus. Answers the Gemara Tzricha. We have to have the Machloikis mentioned in two cases. The Etma Behi, if we would only have the Machloikis in a case of Tana, Shigdila, Venissus, we would say, Behi Kama Rav. That's where Rav said, as we just learned, that Ein Adam Oysa Bilasa Bilas Nus. And certainly, the husband knows that until his wife becomes a gedola, his kedushin are only a kedusha drabonin. And since he recognizes that until that point, his kedushin are only a kedusha drabonin, as soon as she becomes a gedola and he has an opportunity to do a kedusha deraisa, he will do it. But he come a rav, mishum delaka tana, because there was no tanai attached. Av baha, when he, as an Algamar that we began our shiur with, where when he made the Kedushin, made the Erisin, he said that he's marrying her al Tanai, that she doesn't have any Nedarim. And then when he actually did the Bia, He didn't say anything. Deka Tana, there is a Tanai that he made that didn't disappear. That there, it's certain that the beard that he's doing now is very much predicated on the Tanai that he originally made. And if that Tanai that she doesn't have Nedarim is not there, the Nesu'in is not there, maybe there, Rav will agree with Shmuel. On the other hand, V'yetme Baha, if we only had the Machlokes mentioned in the case of Kitchal Tanai V'Kansa Stam, that's where Shmuel says that the Kedushin is certainly, the Nesu'in is certainly not a valid Nesu'in. Because this man said clearly that he's only marrying this woman under the condition that she has no tanaim, and she has tanaim. Av b'hach, where a man marries a girl when she's a ketana, and he realizes that until she becomes a gedola, the kedushin are only kedushin derabbanan, and therefore, as soon as she becomes a gedola, he knows that he has to make a bia l'shem nesu'i deraisa, because he recognizes until now there was no nesu'in deraisa. So there, maybe Shmuel agrees with Rav Tzricha. We had to have the machlokes mentioned twice. So the Rishonim ask a question. He says they ask that the Mishnah Masechta Kedushin says that the first Mishnah Masechta Kedushin teaches us the Kedushin are valid in three ways: Bekesa, Bishtar, Biya. And we know, in order for a Kedushin to be considered a valid Kedushin, we have to have Edom. So the question is, how can we consider, even Rav certainly, and now the Gemara says maybe even, we had a Havmin that maybe even Shmuel, but Rav certainly says, because of the concept, Ein Adam Moisa Bilasa Bilznus, the husband who married this Ketana, who is a Yosayma, realizes that until she's a Gedola, she won't have a Nesu'in Daraisa, and therefore, the first bia that he does as soon as she is married to him, the first bia as soon as she's a gedola, is a bia l'shem kedushin. But doesn't a bia, as the Mishnah, as we just mentioned in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Samachei Amon Aleph teach us that every bia l'shem nesu'in has to have edim. So the Rosh says, hein hein edi yichud, hein hein edi bia. If there are going to be edim that will see that this couple is secluded by themselves, it's sufficient to say that this is a kedushin with bia. The Ra says a different chiddush. He says the fact that this couple lives together in a house as a man and wife for a period of time after the girl became a gedola, that's enough to affect the kedushin. But it's clear to everyone that if they were together for this period of time after she became a gedola, there was certainly a bia performed. The basis of the Ra's opinion is what's known as a non-sadi. We are the witnesses. This certainty that we know that they had bia is enough to be considered as if we are witnesses that there was bia. The Rambam says that several gedolim paskin based on Rav's assertion that a single girl who commits nus in the presence of Edim must obtain a get before marrying anyone else, because we have to assume that the bia, if ain adam biyasa oisa bilasa bilaznos, we have to assume that any bia that this man and woman had was performed for the purpose of kedushin. The Rambam, however, disagrees, even though he quotes the Goyim who say this. The Rambam disagrees and says that the concept of ain adam oisa bilasa bilaznos only applies to a bia performed in the context of a marriage, just as the bia performed by the husband of this yosayma that we're discussing in our shir. However, when a woman commits nus with a man that she was never married to, there's no reason to have a presumption that they're doing this l'shem kedushin. We assume that they are doing it l'shem znus. They're doing it with the intent to have relations with each other, and they don't wish to perform kedushin, and therefore we would not apply here the concept of ein adam b'yisa b'ilasa b'ilaznus. So the Rashba discusses a case where Reuven married a woman under assumptions that she was single, but then he discovered that she was really married to Shimon. So that means that the Kedushin that Reuven made was meaningless, because as we just said, you can't be Mekadosh and Eishishish. Shimon, continues the Rajbah to discuss, then gave his wife a get, while she and Reuven continued living together. The Rajbah says that even though Reuven did not perform a new act of Kedushin, the halacha is that she will have to get a get from Reuven before marrying anyone else, based on what we learned in our shiur today, Rav's concept of Ein Adam Oisu Bilosu Bilaznus. He says that since Reuven continued living with this woman after she received the get from Shimon, we can assume that he intended to perform Kedusha Bia so that the Bia should not be considered a Biaznus. The Rivash disagrees, and he says that the assumption that Rav is teaching us in our shiur today, that Ein Adam Oisu Bilosu Bilaznus, does not apply to someone who knows he's doing an Aveira. Reuven lived with this woman even though he knew that she was married to Shimon. So we see that Reuven has no problem doing a Bia, which is a Bia's Nus. Since we see that Reuven has no problem doing a Bia, which is a Bia's Nus, so therefore we can't apply the concept to such an individual of Ein Adam Oisu Bilosu Bilaznus. The Rivash says that there are no reason to assume that Reuven is concerned about performing a Bia's Nus, since he doesn't have, as we just said, any problem of living with a woman who's a married woman. So the Rivash takes this concept a step further. He speaks about a couple, a non-observant couple, who got married in civil court. He says that this couple doesn't require a get to dissolve the marriage, even though, as we spoke about earlier, many people saw them living together as husband and wife. He says, since this couple are not Torah observant, they don't keep Hilchas Nida, then we have no reason to assume that such an individual is worried about a Bias Nus. And therefore, the concept that we're learning in our shiur today, says the Rivash, of Ein Adam Oisu Bilosu Bilaznus, does not apply to them, because we have no reason to assume that this couple did Bia L'Shem Kedushin. Rav Moshe relies on the Psak of the Rivash on the extenuating circumstances and says that a woman who was married in civil court and was unable to receive a get from her husband can get remarried without a get, because we have no reason to assume that they had a Bia L'Shem Kedushin. So as far as the halach is concerned, she's not a Nesashish. Takes Rav Moshe this concept even a step further. He says, a couple who got married in a non-observant Jewish marriage, says Rav Moshe again, in extenuating circumstances, would be permitted to get remarried without a get. If we could confirm that the Kedushin that was not done in a halachically acceptable way. For example, we determine that there weren't two kosher edim to the Kedushin. And Rav Moshe bases this on a Gemara that we're going to learn, that if a man is not aware that the object that he's giving for Kedushin is worth a pruta, and he gives his wife something less than a shava pruta for Kedushin, the Kedushin is not valid, and there's no requirement for a get, even though this couple had bia after this invalid Kedushin was performed. In this case, we're going to learn, even Rav agrees that there's no concept of Ein Adam Oisu Bilosu Bilaznus. Because when does Rav apply this concept? Only in a place where the person knows that till now he hasn't had a proper Kedushin. But if somebody erroneously believes that he already had a Kedushin, then he's not going to be doing any further Bia L'Shem Kedushin. And even Rav would agree that there was no Bia here L'Shem Kedushin. Says Rav Moshe, this couple who got married in a reform marriage, this couple got married in a reform marriage, thinks that they had a proper marriage. So when they have bia in the course of their marriage, they're not making any bia l'shem kedushin, because they think they already had kedushin, which they really didn't have. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, if there's a problem in obtaining a get with such a couple, the woman could get remarried anyway, because this is not a case where we say, I know the Moshe be lost in us. So the Gemara began today's shir with a machlokes of Rav and Shmuel of Kitshal Tanai, the Kuntzestam, and the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara tries to analyze what is the halacha. Tanan says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Kuntzestam, if somebody married a wife, the Nimtzala in the Dorim, and then he discovers that she has Nadarim, Tetzaloshim Ksuba. So we see from here, Ksuba Udlaboy. He wouldn't have to give her a get, he wouldn't have to give her a Ksuba because of her status. Hagita Boy. But she would require a get. My laugh, what is the case of our Mishnah, presumably? Isn't it a case of Kichal Tanai V'Kansastam? And still the Mishnah says that a get is required. Tiyufta the Shmuel, who Shmuel says that no get is required because he doesn't subscribe ten adam oisib losilosnus. Says Marloi. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of Kitchestam, the Kansastam. He never spoke about her not having Nidorim. So therefore, there's no issue that we could say that, well, he made a condition about Nidorim and that condition wasn't fulfilled. He never said it. So ask the Gemara, Avo. Now we're saying that according to our Mishnah, Shmuel could still say that in the case of Kitchal Tanai, the Kansastam, Hachanami Leboy Get. The halacha will be that she doesn't require a get. So ask the Gemara if that's going to be the way we're going to learn Adatani, instead of the Mishnah teaching us of a case. That he made a condition that she didn't have Nadarim, and then she did have Nadarim. The Mishnah says she's not Mekadoshes. Listening, the Mishnah could have told us, HaMekadoshesisha Menashe Ein LaNadarim, the Kansas Stam, and even though he didn't say that condition again when he did in the Suin, Nimtza LaNadarim Ein Mekadoshes. And Koshkein, certainly in the case where Koshkein Ha, that Mekadoshel Tanai, that if you did the Kedusha, if in a case where Kansa, Amnash Ein Nadarim, the Nimtzala and the Dorim Ein Mekadeshes, we could have said even a bigger Kiddush. Says the Gemara, that's exactly what the Mishnah means to say. Hachinami Kama. Hamakashish Amnash Ein Nadarim. You make Kedushin with the intent that she has no Nadarim. The Kansa Stam, and then afterwards, he didn't repeat that tonight. The Nimtzala and the Dorim Ein Mekadeshes. Kitchestam, the Kansastam, if he didn't say anything, Taitzei Shloi B'Ksuba, that the Allah will be the Taitzei Shloi B'Ksuba. In other words, our Mishnah is not a proof that Kinshal Tanai V'Kansastam is Mekudeshes, which we want, which would be a problem for Shmuel. Ask the Gemara, K'suba Adelabai. From the Mishnah, it seems that the Seif is talking about a case, Taitzei Shloi B'Ksuba is talking about a case, Kitchestam, the Kansastam. Doesn't that seem to say the Ksuba Delaiboy, that she doesn't require Ksuba, but a get, she will require. So says the Gemara, or tries the Gemara to analyze. Maishna Ksuba Delaiboy. Why do we say that she doesn't get a Ksuba? Damar, because the husband could say, Yefshabish Nadranis, I never was ready to marry a woman that has Nadarm in her. So if that's the case, he's saying that the Kedushin were a Kedusha Tos. If he's saying that the Kedushin were a Kedusha Tos, Yochi get Nami loy to buy. Amar Rava says, Rava, indeed, she really maybe doesn't even require a get. The reason we're saying she should have a get, Tzricha get Midravayim. The entire reason she gets a get is because it's only Midrabonon. V'chein Amar Rav Chizda, Tzricha get Midravayim. She only requires a get medebrayim. And in fact, points out Ritva, that even in the case where he did kedushin, and he never did nesuin, and he will then discover that she has nadarim. So as we often mention our shiurim, this woman is an eshes ish. She's an arusa. And arusa is considered an eshes ish. She too will need a get midrabonim. And the reason is that, explain the Rishonim, because since he was Mekadishar without speaking about the Nedarim. And now, indeed, there are Nedarim. And maybe he can make a claim on Mekichtos. People are not going to know that. And they're going to realize, they're going to think that a husband could separate from his wife even without a get. Only in a case where he verbalized that the Nedarim are what bothers him, that's where people will realize that it's a much stronger case of a Mekichtos. Rava says a different reason why we differentiate between the Ksub and the get. Tana Sukim Sapkalai. The Tana is not quite sure is the Kedushin, is the Nesu'in in such a case a valid Nesu'in. Gabim Mamayna. So by Mamin, as we often say, the halacha is that Amotz Mechaveir Olav Araya. So if the wife is trying to claim that she deserves a Ksuba, and he says it was a Mekichtos, so since she can't adequately prove that it was a good Nesu'in, we go Lekula and he doesn't have to pay it. But when it's a question, is she or is she not an Eishes Ish, we have to be Machmer and give her, and not allow to get remarried without a get. Amar Rava, says Rava, Machloikus, that the Machloikus that we started today, Shir, the Machloikus of Rav and Shmuel, where he did Kedushin al Tanai, but then he did the Nesu'in without mentioning the Tanai, if it's considered, but we see that the Tanai was not fulfilled. He made a Tanai that she has no Nedarim and she does have Nedarim. Says the Rav said the Nesu'in will be a valid Nesu'in because Ein Adam Oisei B'Losa B'Loznos, and Shmuel disagrees. Is talking about a case of a Tos Shtei Noshim. The way Rashi explains, he was Mekadosh one woman with a Tanai that she doesn't have Nedarim. And then he was Mekadosh another woman. And again, he didn't say anything to this woman. And then we find that the second woman has Nedarim. Says the Rab, that's what we have in Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, is the fact that the first time he got married, he made this Tanai, is that a proof that this is something that bothers him. And even by the second marriage, where he did not articulate such a Tanai, it's as if he said it. Or do we say, the first marriage, it was something that was troubling to him, and he said it, and it has to be fulfilled. The second marriage, the halacha is that he didn't say it, we don't have to be concerned about it. Ava b'tasi sh'achas. If he married a woman and he made a Tanai, and then it turns out that she has no Nedarim, and then it turns out that she has Nedarim, the halacha will be d'vayakol ein tzrichim en get, that there's no reason for a get. He made a Tanai. And the fact that he didn't repeat the Tanai when he got married to her, when he actually did the Nesu'in, is immaterial. He made the Tanai, he meant to keep the Tanai. The Rif, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, and this is the way we're going to learn the Gemara. Just to say some other opinions of the Rishonim, how they understand Tor Shtei Noshim. The Rif explains that speaking about where he was Mekadosh a wife with making the Tanai. Then he was Mekadosh a second wife without making the Tanai. And then he didn't assume with the first wife without mentioning the Tanai. So the Rif says that that's where Rav and Shmuel disagree. Rav says that since he didn't speak about the Tanai but a second wife, it's a proof that he doesn't care about the Tanai even by the first wife anymore. And Shmuel says, one wife has nothing to do with the second wife. The Ravid has a different explanation, and he says that when he found the Tendorim, he found it by both women, and now the question is, what will be the status of both women? Am Abaya. It says Abaya to Rava. How could you say that the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel is strictly by Shtei Noshim, the way we just explained? For Masnisen, let's learn our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a case of Tos Ishes Achasa. Our Mishnah is only speaking about one wife. The Kamasvinan, and we just learned the Gemara, that the Gemara was asking questions on Rav and Shmuel from our Mishnah. But if Rav and Shmuel are strictly speaking about Shtei Noshim, and our Mishnah speaking about Isha Achas, how do we connect our Mishnah to the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel? Says the Gemara Itmar, if we want to understand what Rav has said, Hachitma, this is the way to understand Rav has said. Amar Rav machlokes betos isha achas. The machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, as in a case where he was makadish a woman with a tanai, and afterwards he did not mention the tanai again, and ke'en shtei noshim. It's like tunash noshim, since when he did the nesuin, he did not mention the tanai again. That's where Rav and Shmuel have the machlokes. Av betos isha ech greitzah. In a case where he married, since he divorced her, so in other words, he divorced his first wife, and then he remarried her. And the question is, the fact that he mentioned to this wife the first time they get married, that the Dorim bother him, is that going to be a proof that when he marries her the second time, it bothers him as well? Or the first marriage, that's Shmuel's opinion. Rav's opinion is the second marriage has nothing to do with the first marriage. Albatos Isha grade this up. If he married a woman and he made the Kedushin with a Tanai, and then when he does the Nesuin, he doesn't make the Tanai, everybody will agree that he doesn't have to say the Tanai again. He said it by the Kedushin, and then Tzrichim and Get. Eisei Abaya. Sabaya asks, the Bryson teaches us, Kitchabatos, and the person made a Kedusha toss, we'll see in a minute what that means. Or Baks Meshava Pruta, or he was Makadish and Isha with less than a Shava Pruta. Ken Kudden, or if there's a boy who's under Bar Mitzvah, Kidesh, was Makadish and a woman, which again, all of these cases are cases where the Kedushin are not a valid Kedushin. Even though the custom was that a Arus would send his Arusa gifts, after he did the Kedusha Tars, or after he did the Kedusha with less than a Pruta, or this cotton now became a Godel, and he's still now sending the gifts, and a Mekudeshes. She's not considered a Mekudeshes, because we don't have to be concerned that these Matanas were given L'Shem Kedusha. Why? Shemachus Kedushin Rishonim Shalach. Everything was based on the first Kedushin. And since the first Kedushin were invalid Kedushin, nothing afterwards will make a difference. However, in Balu, if they do Bia afterwards, Kanu, then the Isha is considered Mekudeshes. Because we say that Bia was L'shem Kedushin. Shim ben Yehuda Meshim Rishmolimer, in Balu, if they did be afterwards, loikanu. And the halach is that she could get remarried without get. Says the Gemara, va'ocha, this kedushin that we're discussing is ta ishis achahi. We're talking about a case, but this one woman, that there was a problem in the kedushin, and yet we see the arguing. And the first case was kitchibatas. What was the definition of kitchibatas suggesting Gemara? Tas nadorim. That he made a condition with her that she doesn't have Nadarim. And then he did Bia. And then it's discovered that she does have Nadarim. That Tanakama holds that she needs a get. Why will she need a get? Because Ein Adam Oisoi, Bila Soi, Bila Snus. So don't we see that even Beisha Achas, there is an opinion that says that we apply the concept of Ein Adam Oisoi, Bila Soi, Bila Snus. But we've been learning. Now, the rabbi keeps on telling us that by Isha Achas, we don't apply the concept of Ein Adam Oisa Bilasa Bilaznus. Loi. Says the Gemara, it's talking about the mistake was B'Pachs Meshev Pruta. In that case, there was no Kedushin. And since the Kedushin was not valid, and he recognizes that the Kedushin was not valid, and therefore, he had in mind when he did the Bia, says the Tanakhama, that should affect the Kedushin, and that's why she's considered Mekudeshes. Says the Gemara, how can you say the Kedushay Tos is the case of Pachs Meshava Pruta? The Pachs Meshava Pruta Behedi Ketanei Lo, that's mentioned as a separate example. Because the Brisa says, Kitchab Tos Pachs Meshava Pruta. Aren't these two separate cases? Says the Gemara, no. It's not to be understood as two separate cases, but rather the way the Brice is to be understood is Perushi Kamefarish. The second words of the Braisa are explaining the first words of the Gemara, a Braisa. Kitchavatos, what does that mean? Kigancha kitcha ketzad, kigancha kitcha b'pox m'shav pruto. And that case, Tanakama says, since he recognizes that the first Kedushin was totally invalid, that's why the Kedushin is not considered a valid Kedushin. So ask the Gemara. According to Abaya, Tanakama of Shimon are arguing the case of Nedarim. And their machlokes is that does he rely, what's the machlokes Tanakamer of Shimon ben Yehuda? Does this person rely on his original Kedushin? And we don't have a concept of Ein Adam Moisa Bilosa Bilznos. Or not. But according to Rava, that Rava says that the Tanakamer agrees that a person makes a Kedushin, when a person makes a B, he doesn't Adas Kedusha Vereshoinim. So, when the Tanakhama said that when he does Bia, they do become married, because it's recognizable, he recognizes that the original Kedushin was invalid. So if that's the case, my Maflifki, if the person realized that his first Kedushin was invalid, so certainly when he's going to do it now, he's doing it to make a Kedushin. Answers the Gemara, the Machloikas according to Rabbi between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon, as Masov, the Tanakhama's opinion is, everybody knows the Kedushin is not valid by Pak Mashav Pruta. Gomer or Boy L'Shem Kedushin. So therefore, he does the Beal L'Shem Kedushin. Masover, and Adam Yedesh and Kedushin Tavsim Pak Mashav Pruta. He doesn't know that the original Kedushin was invalid. He doesn't know that Kedushin done with Pak Mashav Pruta is a meaningless Kedushin. The Chikabo, and therefore when he's doing the Beal now, he's not doing the Beal now to make a marriage, because he's doing the Bia, adapted the Kedushin of Rishon and Baal. Esvei. So asked Abaya another question, a rabbi. It says in a Braisa, if a man says to a woman, Hareini boy alayich, I'm having relations with you, I'm nashi yirtza abba, on the condition that my father agrees. The halach is, abi shalai rotza av, even if the father doesn't agree to that marriage, mekudeshes. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm Rav Shimon, rotza av, if the father's agreeable, mekudeshes. Loi rotzo av, the father's not agreeable, and the kedushas. So Rabbi assumes that the machloikas is this person assuming that his father won't agree to the marriage, and therefore the kabila is a biznus, or is a person never make a biznus? Vacha, ask the Gemara, it's a situation of Tarsi Shachastami. Everything's being done with one woman, and yet we see that this is a case of pligi. So we see that even by Isha Achas, the Tanakhama's opinion is, then Adam Oisabilosabilosnus, and even though he had said that he's only marrying her on the condition that his father agrees, still, once he makes the Bia, he's going to have the Kedushin no matter what. Says the Gemara Hossam, there it's a different situation. It's not connected to Bia's Biznus connectly. Hossam, Bahakanovki. Masaver, Tanakam's opinion is Amnashia Tsav means Ashiminas Shiistakav. As long as my father is quiet, that's enough that the Kedushin should be valid. And Hashasakle, and that was the case, the father remained silent. Rasover, Amnashioima Abahain. He has to get his father's approval. Veloyama, and the father didn't give the approval, the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. Ask the Gemara another question. Esvei, the Mishnah in Masech Yevamos, Daf Kuf Tesam and Aleph discusses a case about somebody who's Mekadish, a woman. He divorced her, and then he took her back. And then he married, and then he died without any children. Is this a woman that has to have Yibam? Which is the Machloikis of Chacham and Rebbe Loza. Chacham hold that she could have Yibam. At the end, she was married to his brother, who died without children. According to Rebbe Loza, however, she's not allowed to have Yibam. Because as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, since at one point after they were divorced, she became also to him, she remains also forever. Says the Gemara, Ma'id Mecham Rebbe Lezer, B'Ketanish Asiyaviya, a Ketan that was married off by her father, Ibn Isgarsha, and then her husband divorces. So she's considered like a Yisoyma, even though she's still Yisoyma B'Chayav, because even though she still very much has a father, the halacha is that a father only gets one chance to marry off his daughter. And if the father marries off a daughter, and that marriage ends because the husband died or divorced her, then the halacha is that the father no longer has the authority midaraisa to marry off. So even though she Baruch Hashem has a father, the halacha considers her yisoyma bechaya av. And now vechsira. And now this husband took her back, and this is all while she's a ketana. Chaletzes v'leim shibemis. Meshigurusha gurushin gemurim. As far as the gerushin is concerned, it was the divorce from a kedusha deraisa, because her father had every right to marry off. Since her father had every right to marry off, the kedushin was a full-fledged kedushin, and now the gerushin makes her a full-fledged gerushin. But she's not v'ein chazarosa chazara gemura, because at this point, when the husband takes her back, it's only kedusha derabbanan. Because as we kept on explaining just now, the father does not have a right anymore to marry her off. Continues the braisa. Everything took place. The brother married her when she was a ketana and took her back when she's a ketana. So that she's a gerusha midaraisa and an eishes och, and she's a married only midrabbanan. Avo girsh shiktana. If the divorce took place as ketana, or even chzirik shiktana, he remarried her when she's a ketana. The godlatz, so now she became a gdoila, and now this brother died, this husband dies without children. The halach is oichalatzis umemis. The halach is she's considered a full-fledged wife. Mishimra v'loza amra chalatzis v'lemis yabemis. There's only chalitza, not yibam. Why? Because he makes a gzera. Because in the case of chazir kishiktana, and he died when she's a ketana, there, she, as we just learned, everybody agrees that she wouldn't be a candidate for Yibam, so here too also not. Now ask the Gemara. This woman that became a gedola while she was married to the brother, we should say, the Taz Ish Achas Dami, is considered like a woman that, do we say, Eina Nosibil Asibil Asnos? And when he does beer the first time after she's a gedola, she becomes his full-fledged wife or not. And we see, we have machlokes, the Chachamim Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. That according to Chachamim, we say that she's a full-fledged wife, because ein adam, presumably because ein adam oisa bilos bilaznos. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Answers the Gemara Hasam Namdi, Bahakamavki. Masava, one, the Tanakhama knows, he knows there's a deficiency in his original Kedushin, because she was a Tana B'chaya Av, Yisoyma B'chaya Av. And therefore, as soon as she becomes a Gedoyla, he knows that the Kedushin that he should do now, Gomer Ubal Shem Kedushin. And that's why now she's a full-fledged wife. Whereas Marsover, Rebbe Lezer holds, Ein Adam Yidei She'en Kedushin K'tana Klum. He does not necessarily know this. And v'chi kabal, and when he does the biyadat, the kedushin rishonim kabal, he has in mind the original kedushin, and therefore it never consummated into kedusha deraisa. And since it never consummated into kedusha deraisa, she doesn't have a chiv yibum, because she is a gerusha deraisa, but she's not an eishes ach deraisa.